You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting question. That question is related to a very important and significant characteristic within Islam. I am speaking of taqwa or piety. As you know, taqwa or piety is one of the central virtues within Islam. In fact, one might say that it is the central virtue in Islam. This is testified to by a number of facts. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, O mankind, indeed we created you from a male and a female, and made you nations and tribes that you may identify with one another. Indeed, the noblest of you in the sight of Allah is the most God-wary among you. Indeed, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. This beautiful verse of the Holy Quran tells us that piety is the main criterion for nobility and superiority. Right? So this is, you know, testifies to the fact that it's the most central virtue within Islam. However, how can we know we are pious? Or let's put it this way, what are the characteristics of the pious? This is the question we want to pose today. In this connection, we can take inspiration from the hadith and Quranic verses which have been related regarding the subject. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith, which is a part of a lengthier hadith, that in which the Prophet gives some advice to his famous companion Abu Zar. In this hadith, the Prophet says, in a part of this hadith, the Prophet says, O Abu Zar, a man will not be among the God-wary, meaning among the pious, until he takes an account of himself more than a partner would take account of his business partner, meaning he should be very meticulous about taking account of himself and examining his good deeds and bad deeds. The Prophet then mentioned the goal or the purpose for this. He says, such that he knows where his food comes from, where his drink comes from, and where his clothes come from. Meaning he should examine these things. You know, is he, where are these things coming from, his livelihood? Do they come from the lawful or the prohibited? He should examine this. This is a characteristic of the pious. First of all, that they take account of themselves, their actions. And specifically, they examine whether, you know, their livelihood and their earnings are coming from permitted means or through ways which have been prohibited in religion. In another beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Baqir alayhi salam said this. Of course, he relates this from Imam Ali. He says, the commander of the faithful, alayhi salam, would say, the God-wary people have signs that they are known by speaking truthfully, returning trusts, fulfilling promises, spending for good causes, good-naturedness, ample clemency, the pursuit of knowledge of whatever brings them closer to Allah Almighty. Right? These are some of the beautiful characteristics of the muttaqin and the God-wary. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were examining the characteristics of the God-wary in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.